Good evening. I would like to briefly introduce Reverend Eliu Genmiel Smith Roshi from the Prairie Zen Center. Genmiel and I went practiced together for many years at Zen Center of Los Angeles, starting in the 70s. So we have many shared practice times together, and then Genmyo is actually a Dharma successor of Charlotte Joko Beck. Some of you may have seen her wonderful books. And she recently passed away on June 15th. But I wanted to make sure. Genmyo is the co-founder of the Ordinary Mind Zen School and currently lives in Champaign, Illinois, at the Prairie Zen Center, where he is the resident teacher. He is the author of Ordinary Life, Wondrous Life. And he has also studied with Soa Nakagawa Roshi, Edo Shimada Roshi, prior to coming to Zen Center of Los Angeles, and I believe some rabbinical studies before that, right?
Yes.
So he's just one of those guys who just keeps on keeping on. So anyway, it is my great pleasure to have Genmyo, and we will enjoy his talk and have some time for questions afterwards, and then we will have refreshments. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Myo-Yu Roshi, for the kind invitation and introduction. Since we both practiced with Maizumi Roshi, I thought a nice topic to start with is a phrase that he used to use: appreciate your life. It's a wonderful phrase because there's so many ways that we can turn the jewel of that phrase to allow and support us to be who and what we are. And in a way, since Joko died just a week ago, in a way, this is also an opportunity to link together her teaching and practice with that. Since they both, if I say it, are the ones who made it possible for me to practice and to get a little bit of a taste of this Dharma that we are. Appreciate your life. In a way, even saying such a thing is extra. Even saying such a thing, appreciate your life. And yet, despite the fact that we think we know what to appreciate is, there's all sorts of depths that we can touch as we really look at what is appreciating this moment. In a way, of course, there's nothing extra needed to appreciate. It's your very functioning. It's our very functioning. What need is there to appreciate? It's simply live life. There's nothing extra needed. And yet we all have to make effort. have to make effort, because how easily we miss, how easily we refuse to appreciate this moment, appreciate this condition, appreciate this circumstance, how much sometimes we hold ourselves back from appreciating, from giving ourselves over, even just in simple zazen. Zazen, in a way, is a synonym for appreciate. Being zazen is being appreciated. And zazen isn't something that's added on to what our life is, except that it often requires us to do something because we're so used to not appreciating, not being right where we are, not living this moment. So appreciate, or else we set conditions upon what and how we will appreciate, and what and how we won't appreciate. And when we set those conditions and believe those conditions, then right there we miss what this life is. It's all very clear. See? Right here. Sometimes we think some things aren't my life and some things are my life, your life. Some things shouldn't occur, so-called, inside this body-mind condition. That's not what should be mine. See, your life right this moment. Sometimes we think there's all sorts of things so-called out there that are different than my life, your life. Your or not your. When we see those ideas, when we sense that feeling, and we sense it bodily, your, not your, right there is the practice effort needed. Right there is where it's not clear for us. Our body, our mind, our feelings, our habitual reactions are all reminders of where we're believing mine, not mine. Or the other way, your, and we hold on to, this is mine. Hold on to your life in all sorts of ways. Right there is a good opportunity to look, whose life is this? Whose is this? Whose isn't this? What are we believing? Joko, some of you might have read Joko's books or heard some of her talks. One of the things that she emphasized is when there's anger, upset, all sorts of what you might call self-centered conditions. Right there is our practice. Right there is, if I use a phrase she used, is the opportunity to pop into this moment. Not by holding on to that idea, that feeling, that anger, but in a sense, turning it around as the entranceway into this moment right here, this life right here. And what is this life? Appreciate your life. What is the life of appreciate your life? What is the, if I say it, life death of appreciate your life? We think we know what life is. We do. We think we know a little bit of it. And maybe we do know a little bit. But if we allow that little bit to be the limit of our practice, of our functioning, of our responding in this moment, then we miss this, if I say, beyond our knowing life, this life that we can't grasp, and yet our practice is to enter this ungraspable, to truly enter, not because we grasp it, but because we throw ourselves away into it. Including grief, sadness, including any and all conditions that appear. See, the conditions that appear right now are this opportunity, this life that we appreciate. See, allowing life to appreciate us. See, allow life to appreciate you. See? Can life appreciate you? Of course, you have to get out of the way to allow life to appreciate you. Not just you appreciate your life, but life appreciate you. What is it to be appreciated? What is it to be completely given away, completely eaten up in the appreciation of life? All sorts of aspects that our, if I say, ongoing change, that is who we are, will offer us in this moment. All sorts of opportunities. But it's up to us when we find that we bump up against some idea, some habit. It's up to us to find, use, be supported in being appreciated, appreciating this moment, being appreciated by this moment, birds singing, that's life appreciating you right now. Now, in the Zendo, easy practice. when we get out there, whatever out there is, not so easy. Not so easy because we forget that our zendo is out there, as well as when we're sitting on the cushion. And when we forget, we, if I say, give rise to the habits of body-mind, the habits of emotion-thought, the habits of self-centeredness, that for whatever reason are part of this life that we are. If we use the words beginningless, greed, anger, ignorance, those appear. For whatever, if we want to say karmic reasons, those appear in the midst of circumstances appearing. And yet, right there is our practice opportunity, our practice koan of appreciating this painful, this nasty, this, you fill in, circumstance that our first reaction is anger, greed, sadness, fear. And yet, our practice is, even in the midst of that, appreciating that anger as an entranceway into this very moment. Not saying, I'm going to push that away, but entering right through that into this moment. So we no longer hold on to those habitual reactions, those habitual poisons. See? Because those poisons blind us from appreciating this moment, from appreciating this that we want to say is not mine, to appreciating this as your very life. Most of us here aren't so young, so we get to appreciate all sorts of opportunities every time we wake up in the condition of this body-mind, not quite the way we think it should be, was, ought to be. And yet this is exactly, if I say it in such a way, Buddha nature manifesting as this ongoing change called, if I say, your life, my life. Even when we get to face death. But we don't have to go there until we go there. And when we go there, then that's our life opportunity to appreciate. So even though appreciate your life sounds like a nice, easy phrase, it's not at all that. It's not at all that if we really chew on it, if we really allow it to carry us along and poke us, so to speak, when we're in the midst of not appreciating. Of course, not appreciating is the opportunity to appreciate not appreciating. Okay. Appreciate doesn't mean only in a certain way. It doesn't mean only what we like. It doesn't mean anything that we try to figure it out. It's rather the opportunity to give ourselves away, just as in Zazen, giving ourselves away to Zazen so that Zazen can Zazen us. Then, being Zazen, we discover this life that we are. See? And we discover, and we forget, and we discover, and we throw away what we discover, and then we can appreciate this ungraspable life right now. Appreciate what we know and appreciate what we don't know. Appreciate what we like and appreciate not liking. No contradiction in that. So, what's most useful, I find, in these sorts of circumstances is for us to, maybe for me to stop and us to maybe talk a little bit, maybe clarify, maybe something I said makes sense, maybe it doesn't. If it doesn't, please tell me. Maybe we can go a little further. Maybe I can say something, or maybe not. So I'll stop now and we can speak together. Because the whole point of speaking here is to enable us to all practice, enable us to appreciate this treasure that is our life. You don't have to be too formal, just whoever wants. And if you feel want to change your position, please do. So that doesn't.
I appreciated this talk very much because, of course, I've heard my Zumi Roshi say, appreciate your life, and we all said, we appreciate this, we appreciate that, and it is nice to remember that appreciate means to be one with the things that we like, the things we don't like, that we don't have to do anything with those negative feelings, but just feel them. And as you said, appreciate, use them as a way of bringing ourselves back to the present moment if we're angry. Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that you have reminded us that appreciating just doesn't mean positive things, because we could all think of that. But maybe we could think about some of the nitty-gritty things we've been appreciating lately or not appreciating mm-hmm. lately, too, that aren't so positive.
I guess I don't understand when we say appreciate, we've grown up, or I have grown up, with always thinking that is something that we are grateful for, and it's hard to think about being grateful for a negative situation in your life.
That's right. It's hard to see how do I be grateful for something that I don't like. We think that's almost contradictory. Because one, we believe I don't like is the truth of the way it is. And appreciate, or being grateful, if I say it, is this bigger container of the nature of who we are. Appreciating isn't dependent on whether I like or don't like. I like is one set of thoughts, feelings that arises. I don't like is another set of thoughts, feelings that arises. But if we live our life out of I like and don't like, we're guaranteed to have suffering. We're guaranteed to have stress. We're guaranteed, even more, to miss much of our life. Because the nature of our life is changing circumstances. Some, quote, we will like, and some, quote, we won't like. But our practice, or if I say it a different way, the way to truly live our life is to live a life that can encompass all the conditions and circumstances that appear, rather than fight with some, push away others, try to change others, because then that much we're guaranteed first to have stress and suffering over those conditions. Two, we're not going to be able to get it the way we want, no matter what, and it won't stay the way we want it. And if we don't appreciate, if we don't embrace, be willing to be intimate with the circumstances that we, quote, don't like, don't want, etc., then we miss our own life. We also are not able to see what's skillful to do in the midst of those circumstances. How do I truly be who I am? See, we tend to think I am certain conditions and I'm not other conditions. That much we miss who we are. So, yes, appreciate isn't about saying, oh, I agree this should be here, or I disagree this shouldn't be here. That is, appreciate is a much, if I say, bigger container of this that we are. Just like this skin bag of bones isn't the whole of who we are. This is who I am, and yet this is a much bigger container of the reality of this moment is my life. My life isn't just inside here. My life isn't just the ideas and thoughts that I want to agree with or I feel like are the right ones right now. That's not the limits of who I am. So appreciate is opening wide the floodgates of this, if I say, ungraspable life that we are.
Some of that also sounds like, to me, the word control.
Just the opposite.
Right, that's what I mean. It sounds like that we don't appreciate the negative because we want to control it so that it would be different.
Yes. And we appreciate means also being willing to appreciate even though we don't know what it is to appreciate. In other words, appreciate doesn't mean doing it in the way, oh, this is the way I appreciate, by doing this and that, or by saying this and that, or feeling this and that. Appreciate means throwing ourselves into our life beyond the limits of what I think I know how to do, because we are more than what we know how to do. And we don't have to believe those limits. And in not holding to those limits, we can discover all the more what our life is.
Roshan, I have a question. Now, the in terms of practice outside the Zendo, when we get into, an enthusiasm, you know, something that we want to be energetic about. The is it in the best spirit to enter wholeheartedly in that enthusiasm, that sort of thing that we want to be energetic about, or to be more dispassionate about just observing it?
Enter wholeheartedly, and notice if you add on conditions. I'm entering wholeheartedly, and therefore I need to get ABC result, or everyone else needs to agree, or whatever other. Entering wholeheartedly might mean that you discover, despite the fact that you're so passionate about it, it doesn't result in what you want. Or despite the fact that it's working, tomorrow it ceases to be working quite that way. Despite the fact that you were passionate yesterday, you're not passionate today, and yet wholeheartedness is here today. So passions are wonderful. They're, if I say it a different way, passions are just cause and effect manifesting, just as reactions that are harmful, if I say it in such a way, greed and anger, are more cause and effect. But we have the opportunity, as soon as we see them, to, in a sense, let them go, to not have to live out of them, because we've seen them. Because, if I say it, the light of practice for a moment allows us to see, I'm caught up in da-da-da. I'm believing da-da-da. Can't do anything about how cause and effect results in whatever habits and styles of mind, body, you are, we are. Except what we do creates more cause and effect and opportunities to, if I say, be more porous, release all the more, to be less caught by those habits when they arise, those reactions when they arise. And we have to make the effort and use whatever supports, whether it's vows or other kinds of supports, to enable us not to be caught in those, not to act out those, despite the fact the feeling comes up. We don't have to act it out or continue to do it, despite the fact that yesterday we did, today we did. We could just say the word appreciate, and that could be an ongoing koan. All day, appreciate, appreciate, appreciate. Right now, appreciate. In the midst of all the activities. And in the Zendo, it's easy. Because it's very easy to appreciate sitting quietly, feeling settled, the sounds appearing, arising, disappearing. Nothing particularly troublesome. It's much more difficult to appreciate when you go into the grocery store and the person in front of you is being nasty to everyone around them, or all the cars are driving in such a crazy way that there's noise and danger and etc., etc. And you fill in. We all have lots of circumstances that are much more difficult. Appreciate right this moment, when someone who you are close to is having a difficult time, is ill, is dying, and so forth. Again, appreciate. Not as you ought to appreciate that kind of external rule and rigidity, but what is it to appreciate this moment? How can I be this life moment appreciating? Or how am I holding back from being this appreciating life that's mine right now? Well, how am I saying this isn't mine? This is someone else's, therefore I don't have to, I ought not to be here, be required to appreciate this. See, how do we take that opportunity? And that's really where practice is. I don't mean that Zazen and formal scheduled practice isn't real practice, but in a way this is all preparation. This is the easy part. It's easy to sit Zazen. It's easy to follow a schedule. That's easy Zazen. That's where we start, so to speak, because it's so wonderful and so deeply clarifies what we need to do. But if that's the limit, if we use that as a way to hide out, then that's not so good. Because we have all of our life as our Zazen. That's where we have to carry it along, being appreciating in all of those circumstances. And if we don't want to, sooner or later, this impermanent conditions will guarantee that we get that. No one can hide out. But let me stop. You might have something more. Yes?
Roshi, can you expand on your statement that life appreciates you?
Ah. That I think you have to expand on for yourself. See? In a way, too much explaining gives us ideas, and then we look for something that might fit that. More useful is to allow life to taste us, and then we taste life in that. So, it's easy to appreciate someone who we like to be with, someone who is nice to us, someone who is funny, smart, etc. How do we appreciate people that we don't want to be with? And yet are we? How do we appreciate people who aren't fun to be with? How do we appreciate conditions that are not so comfortable? How do we appreciate tasks that we don't want, that we would rather not have? And yet, the universe, which is nothing but Buddha Dharma, has shown clearly that that's what we should have, despite the fact that we say, I shouldn't have this. They're not the kind of person I should be around. And yet, right now, the universe says, here, this is the person you should be around. That doesn't mean there aren't times to say, excuse me, I have to go away, or I'll see you another time. That's part of skillful or appropriate response actions. But if that's what we do all the time, then it's not really skillful and appropriate. It's really something else. So how do we see that this, if I say, unfolding cause and effect, that is nothing but Buddha nature? How do we live that? How do we appreciate that? How do we be lived in that? That's what practice is. That's what our life is. And we have the interesting opportunity to live our life or not live our life. See, we all have that opportunity. And if we don't live our life, we get to miss it. And if we get to miss it, well, that much we have suffering, stress, harm, all sorts of consequences. And that's all the teaching of the Buddha about, suffering and an end to suffering, if I say it in such a way. Very simple, very conceptual, but simple and straightforward. We all know about such things.
When you were referring to, like, tasting you.
Yes.
Seems more than just experiencing.
Yeah.
You know, you are just experiencing things that's a more confined type of life.
And yet, talking about confined type of life is one thing, and yet when we are confined type of life, then that's the life for us to live and appreciate. Okay? So it's important also to be able to have a broad vision and not try to not give privilege to certain types of life versus other types of life, and to realize that even in so-called cramped, narrow life, there is practice too. Maybe it's not so clear practice. Maybe there's something that can be clarified, but when you meet someone, they're practicing. Maybe they don't know how to practice, and yet they're practicing. Yet, and maybe when we even meet ourselves in being confused and tangled up, to also appreciate that even not seeing, they're still practicing in that. They're still making the effort to reveal the Dharma, to manifest the Dharma, despite the fact that it's all muddled and confused and tangled. That's important. It's important because then we can appreciate all sorts of conditions, whether so-called our own or whether so-called in others. Appreciate them as they are right now. As they are, as we are, right now. Does that make sense? You can ask and bring up anything you want. Maybe I don't have anything useful to say about it, but Okay. I really like this phrase that Maizumi Roshi used, appreciate your life. I like it especially because he would use it over and over, and people would sort of hear it but not hear it. Because, oh yeah, Roshi always says that, appreciate your life. And if we don't hear it, or if we hear it and think, oh yeah, that's just something he says, there's nothing really being said there, then we miss. And in much the same way in our own life, if we get used to something and think, oh, I'm used to this, I know what this is, then we miss. And in a way, that's what appreciate your life is a reminder that we don't know what this life is right now. And it is dependent on our appreciating it, for us to at least a little, if I say it in such a way, to grasp it, to chew it, to really be intimate as it. So, we don't know. We really don't know, despite the fact we think we know. Therefore, we appreciate. We appreciate what we know, and we appreciate what we don't know.
Okay.
Thank you.